Claudia Wood stands proudly behind her and her husband's minutely detailed model trains.
We built a mountain and put the castle on top, and it's based on a castle in Bavaria. And then just went on to build the town and the tourist attraction and all of the stuff to go with it.
The couple belongs to Southeast Modular N Scale. It's one of many model train clubs at the show. For Wood, it's not just about the trains. It's also about creating a scene. Her design is a bustling village with trains weaving through the grassy knolls. At the center of it all is an ornate castle that took her 2 years to make. Wood's model is one of hundreds at the show on display for people like Neil Moltz. He's collected trains for 45 years and flew in from New Jersey.
My father brought me a train set, built it on a piece of plywood, and then decided that he was going to send two trains heading onto each other, and after that I became hooked.
Not everyone there was a train veteran. Six-year-old train lover Nasir Gunner wore a Thomas the Train Conductor hat.
You can ride on them, and sometimes you can play toys of them, and that's all.
The show had over 800 elaborately decorated booths, bells, whistles, and all. For WAB News, I'm Catherine Mullins.